Let's start at the end of the night. Community organizer Teo Hardeman certainly got the crowd's attention with his closing statement, with cameos by Challenger's State Senator Daniel Biss and businessman Chris Kennedy.
There was an airplane that was about to crash. You had four passengers on the airplane. This is a good ending. You had Kennedy was on the plane with a young T.O. Hardeman who was a Boy Scout, and Biss was the pilot, and you had Governor Bruce Rauner on the plane as well. But you only had three parachutes, okay? Biss, hear me clearly on this. Biss took the first parachute, he jumped to safety, leaving two parachutes, three passengers. Bruce Rauner gangstered the other parachute, and he jumped, leaving a young T.O. Hardeman, a Boy Scout, and a Chris Kennedy. So Chris Kennedy went to the plane. He said, you know, I'm going to ask God to help me in this situation. Young T.O. Hardeman tapped him on the shoulder and he said, you know what I told him? I said, you know, the guy Bruce Rauner, he didn't take the parachute. He took my backpack. All right. You hear me? And let me tell you something. So.
Thank you. Your time.
The moral of the story is Bruce Rauner's going down, people, and we're going to take care of the business.
Outside of that story, the candidates slung most of their mud at Rauner. Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar and venture capitalist J.B. Pritzker did not attend the event, but sent along campaign statements. Perennial candidate Robert Marshall also did not attend. Naturally, since the forum happened on a college campus, they fielded questions about the number of college students leaving the state. Biss took aim at Rauner, but didn't say exactly why.
You know, most of us think that Bruce Rauner's been a terrible governor, but he's actually been the best governor the University of Wisconsin ever had. He's been a great governor for the University of Iowa. It is unconscionable. This vicious attack on our universities has to be reversed. But let's not pretend that that's good enough. Come on. Tuition was too high in 2014, too. We need to move to a system of free tuition at public universities and community colleges.
Hardeman also voiced his support for a free tuition plan. Regional Superintendent Bob Diber says if elected governor, he would prioritize education.
And I went to Illinois schools because of their quality. Why would anyone send their kids somewhere where they wonder if they're going to close the next semester? So we have to recreate the trust in Illinois residents that our schools are going to be sound, and we've got to guarantee that for our faculty that they're going to have a job, that they're not fleeing our university systems to go somewhere else to get a job, that we're going to have quality faculty on those campuses.
One of the issues where the candidates differed the most was on whether or not to legalize recreational marijuana. Engineer Alex Petarakis is very much in favor of legalizing the drug.
Let's be honest. It's going to happen at a national level. It brings jobs. It brings opportunity. It brings tax revenues. And again, why are we not going to be, I want to lead in something, not debt, not jailed governors. I want to lead in something, and that is through the legalization of cannabis, and also using hemp production to replace plastics, to replace, you know, different things.
Kennedy was more hesitant with offering his stance after hearing some of the crowd's support for legalization.
I think it's really dangerous to embrace a public health hazard simply because you want revenue. That's what I think. And that's what makes, and I'm not aiming that at anybody. I'm cautious.
NIU Forensics and DeKalb Stands organized the forum. There's still plenty of time to keep the conversations going. The primary election will be held next spring. I'm Jenna Dooley.